Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know what it means when you hear this song on our show. We were having a little Austin Eckler withdrawal, and here in the offseason, he was kind enough to check in with his boys to see how things were going. Austin's actually got something really cool coming up, by the way, as well. The Austin Eckler Foundation's announcing a 2025 charity football fantasy league sign-up. This year, they got a bunch more NFL legends, bunch of players participating, including Geno Smith, A.J. Dillon, Jamal Williams, Brian Dawkins, Ray Lewis. Every participant in Austin's fantasy leagues is going to receive a signed item. They can win prizes including signed gear, game-worn memorabilia, and tickets, championship rings, so much more. See the full list of participants right now at charitydraft.com/NFL-league. But Austin is with us to talk more about this and everything going on in his life this offseason. It has been too long, man. How you been?
What's going on, boys? Got to say, I know you guys have built a great community out there, and I know that because I've been around town a little bit. People are like, hey, I hear you on the Grant and Danny show. And I'm like, man, those guys got it going on. So good work to you guys, but good to see you back.
Yeah, buddy. This is such a cool thing that you're doing. You've always had like great ideas and thoughts about something, and you're always thinking in kind of that 360 panoramic. How did this charity fantasy football thing come about? I think it's such a cool idea.
Yeah, people are passionate about fantasy football, and I'm like, I love that. I love that part of it. And I was like, how can I maybe add to that, but also use it in a way that gives back to the community? And so one year I put up like some game tickets, a game jersey, and a championship ring for people to win. And we had a bunch of people trying to get in. I was like, okay, we might be onto something here. And we've grown ever since then. And so now we do charity fantasy football leagues for kind of like the My Cause, My Cleats of the NFL. Kind of now we do it with fantasy football. So people can, like Ray Lewis has his own foundation that you can go win some signed gear, VIP tickets and stuff like that from his foundation. But then also the money goes to a good cause.
Austin Eckler, it's the Austin Eckler Foundation expanding his initiative, including over 20 athletes for the 2025 season in his fantasy football leagues this year for the foundation. His largest annual fundraiser, by the way, they raised more than $80,000 to date, and 100% of that supports the foundation's mission to deliver tangible resources to underserved communities. So job well done by Austin Eckler. And one of the cool things about you, even before you came to D.C., one of the things that I really was enamored with you for over the years, in addition to the fact that you won me fantasy championships when you were with the Chargers, was how into fantasy football you are and were. And I know that hasn't really changed, but I like that you've parlayed your interest into this as well. You don't hear many guys, they kind of shy away from talking fantasy, that are into it, but it seems like it's still a big part of your football fandom.
Yeah, and I'll give a little story of how I even got into fantasy. It was actually my third year in the NFL. And this was a year where I had, I think, right under 1,000 yards receiving, had like 11 touchdowns, and was pretty just active in the offense. This is like my first year really just being a kind of like a split carry type back. And it was a year where all of a sudden after the season, like I was like the sleeper of the year, because the year before I was mainly like a half special teams guy and then kind of like a backup third string type guy. And so out of nowhere, there's hundreds of people just thank you for winning my fantasy. And I started to realize kind of the magnitude of this fantasy football thing. And I thought it was super cool how people from other teams would be a fan of me because I was on their fantasy team. And I thought that was really special for the league. And I thought that was really cool to see different people from across the world, not even U.S., like I said, across the world that are like, hey, man, thank you. And so I thought it was really cool. And I love the community aspect that it brings. So again, going back to charitydraft.com, that's exactly what we're trying to do there. There's a lot of guys like we have, Tyler Biadasz, he's our center, right? He doesn't have probably any really true effect directly on fantasy football, but he has a lot of fans out there from all over the place that probably play fantasy football. So this is an awesome way and another example of how fantasy can bring us together and hopefully can get some good out of fantasy from, from a fan and athlete standpoint. Because, you know, athletes, we don't really tune into it a lot because a lot of it's a lot of toxicity. So hopefully this is a way to give a better kind of outlook on the fantasy space.
Austin Eckler with us here on Grant and Danny. Austin, I heard you on the Ross Tucker podcast. I thought you were awesome, engaging, and just, you know, really cool and thoughtful as always. And one of the
Austin seeing other radio shows? Is he seeing other broadcasters?
Oh, no.
That's what I was going to ask you about. Ross is a nice guy. I think we like him, but what the hell?
That's our boy.
Yeah, no,
we'll allow that one. Yeah. But he's the best.
So I'm just basically ripping this off of him in that conversation you guys had. I thought you gave such a cool answer about his question about closing the gap with Philadelphia. They're the Super Bowl champs. They were really, really good. You guys played them tough multiple times throughout last year. And I thought you gave such a brilliant answer on that. So at the risk of doubling up here, can you rehash that, what you said to Ross, to us, just thinking about how teams are formed and kind of where we're at right now and about, quote, unquote, closing that gap with Philadelphia?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's, from an outside perspective, there's maybe a gap that still exists in football because everyone's like, oh, that's what they did last year. Because as a fan and as analysts, like, it's all about what have you done for me lately? Like, what have you done lately? Well, obviously Philadelphia had an awesome run and they won the Super Bowl and all that stuff. Well, now it's a reset. And you could take us, you know, last year, for example, you know, at the beginning of the season, people would have said there was a massive gap between the Washington Commanders and having any chance to make the playoffs because of the season before. But clearly that wasn't the case. We came out, we had a new philosophy, we had a new coaches, new culture, new players, and we put something together that was able to, you know, give us a run and push us deep into the playoffs. So it's a new reset. And so when I hear people talk about the gap, I get it because, you know, we got to talk about stuff, people keep people entertained. But for us as players, there is no gap, right? You create the gap, you know, in your offseason training, moving into preseason, into season. It's creating that new gap again. Yes, you have expectations, but that doesn't mean anything when we actually put on the pads and start playing football because things happen. People play better than expected. People play worse than expected. Sometimes there's injuries. So it's all about recreating the gap and reestablishing yourself as a dominant team. And I know we got a lot of players coming back, and I'm looking forward to, you know, continuing to push so we can be hopefully the narrative of, oh, the gap between us and other teams.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Austin, we can get into the Commanders in more detail in a moment, but one of the things I've been wondering for your thoughts on, we just haven't chatted with you in a while, this offseason is, I remember sometime last year talking about the running back position, and you were very opinionated about basically the devaluation of it and how you thought it was going to come back in a big way. And it's pretty amazing that it did, I don't want to say quickly because it's been a few years, but last year, if you look at the number of 1,000-yard backs compared to like 2, 3, 4 years ago, I mean, it skyrocketed. We had two guys flirt with 2,000 yards in Barkley and Derrick Henry carrying their teams deep to the playoffs. We saw Ashton Jeanty, who maybe should have won the Heisman, could have won the Heisman, but, you know, was a top-of-the-board draft pick this year. And it seems like with teams kind of playing two deep safeties, trying to not let teams take the lid off, you know, playing that, like, anti-Chiefs defense that spread throughout the league, the run game became in vogue again with lighter boxes. Curious to get your thoughts on that and how you think that changes kind of the health of the pay scale at the position, because it all changed within the last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are different trends, absolutely, when it comes to philosophies. There was a few years where we've seen a lot of zero blitz from a few teams, and we still see that from some. Now we're seeing a lot of too high because, all right, as a defense, what do you have to do? You have to make sure that you limit the big plays, because more big plays that you have against you, the more less likely it is for you to score. So if you have a team that has a four-yard drive and a touchdown, that's bad. If they have a 14-yard drive and a touchdown, you'll take that, because the likelihood of them being able to do that again, 14 yards and a touchdown, is not very high, because eventually someone's going to make a mistake on offense, right? That's what you're banking on. Hey, we're going to be able to bend, not break mentality, at least hold them to a field goal. So I definitely can see a trend of, you know, hey, we're paying a lot of money to these guys to go down the field and make big plays. So let's stop these guys. How do we stop these guys from going down, all these receivers? So guess what? We're going to put some more help back there. So as runners, I mean, you still have to be a dynamic player. Now, I'm not saying everyone can go out there and run for 1,000. That's definitely not easy. But if you're a playmaker, and which we saw a lot of last year, right, you're going to have more opportunities than maybe in the past than you have. And when it comes to the pay, you know, here's what I want to see. If you are an impact player on the team, regardless of position, I think you should see some new money coming into that position. And it had been a while since the running backs were, you know, seeing any new money coming in as far as setting new kind of all-time highs. So I think there was just a lull in our market for a little bit. But, again, we were able to kind of establish that we have playmakers in our market. And I know Saquon kind of set the new bar. But that's my philosophy when it comes to, you know, the new running kind of opportunities that might be open up with these defenses trying to, hey, exactly like you said, stop the deep ball and make these guys drive all the way down the field play by play.
Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. And Austin, you know, going back to last year for you, obviously you know how we feel here on this radio program. We're Austin Eckler. Guys, you're so good with the ball in your hands. And, you know, you make things easy at times, right? Where just a little, you know, dump off to you is a first down and the chains move and we get a new set. And, you know, so effective, obviously, when you've got the football. What do you want to do this year where you go, you know what, I want to keep doing that. And then looking back at last year, do you go, you know what, I want to do a little bit better in this area. So something you want to keep going with and something you say, you know what, I want to tick that up a little bit.
Yeah, for me, it's always be efficient. And, you know, my role has changed over the years for sure. Now going back to kind of that split back that I used to have in my first 3 years. And so for me at this point, I know with our philosophy, we have Brian Robinson back there who is a big body who, you know, is more of a downhill runner. And so then you have myself who's more, you know, of an elusive type back and catch the ball in the backfield. So there's going to be a complementary type of role in both of us for each other. So for me, it's continue to stay efficient. I actually had like one of my most efficient years last year. I know I missed some games for some concussions, but, you know, I was right there under 5 yards a carry and over 10 yards a carry on the reception. So like, that's where I love to be. And I know I'm efficient when I'm at those numbers. And so again, what do I want this year? Want the same. Where do I want to get better? It's some things that we can't always control, which is the injuries. I want to definitely see myself get through the entire season. I know it's a violent, you know, combat sport. So, sometimes you just take a hit, you know, and you don't get up from it, unfortunately. And so my thing is continue to make sure that my brain is right, continue that I'm healthy, be available, especially even in the return game. You know, that was something that was asked of me that I haven't done since my rookie year. So I just want to continue to be effective there and just try to make the biggest impact on whatever my role is. Because, you know, we have a competitive backfield right now. We have 8 running backs in the room. So, you know, looking at last year, we played a lot of guys. There was a lot of guys that rotated. I think we played like 4 or 5 running backs last year. And so I know that's probably going to be something that is going to happen again this year, depending on the situations and things like that. But again, whatever my role is, continue to stay the most efficient I possibly can, which is just building off what I did last year.
Yeah, your efficiency was essentially back to your year three area, right around 23, 24 years old, averaging about 5 yards per attempt. And as you said, 10.5. per catch, and people forget you ripped off the first return of the season in the home opener. Got called back for a penalty, but some huge plays on special teams as well. I don't always like asking guys to speak for other players, but just because you're around him and you've kind of seen his demeanor, you know, so much of this offseason around here, and I'll raise my hand, I guess I'm part of the problem. You know, a lot of us were longing for maybe someone to pair with you at the running back position that might be able to provide a little bit more of a home run ability or speed to go with you. And it's not that anybody's down on B-Rob, but I think he's taking it that way. And some social media stuff about how hard he's working and he hears the noise and whatnot. Just your thoughts on him going into the season. It's a big year for him personally, obviously for the team. They need him to shine. And just his demeanor as you've seen him this offseason getting to work.
Yeah, absolutely. My man is definitely fired up, as fired up as he can possibly be. He's got a big year for him. We've talked about it. He knows this, not only because, you know, it's the year that he's in, but because it's contract year. Like, as NFL players, we already have the utmost pressure on us. And a lot of that is put on by ourselves because we have a standard for ourselves that we want to play to the highest and not just compete, but win, right? And so when you have that type of mentality, you know, you have to deal with that because there's the pressure of the media of maybe, hey, maybe you're not playing or where you what you want to be. But my man right now is juiced, jacked up, healthy, ready to go. So I'm excited for B-Rob to have a big year.
Can you go into the expectations that kind of come on with the season you guys had last year? I know you were there in L.A. for a while when, you know, you guys started to get pretty good. You know, I think you got a 12-win season in the mix while you were there. And all of a sudden, the expectations become, hey, this is now one of the elite teams in the NFL, and kind of dealing with that. Maybe the target on your back, that to use a terrible cliche that everyone always talks about. But what's it going to be like to deal with some of the expectations you guys have this year after that unbelievable year last year?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at this year coming up, I think one thing that's really going to help us is Dan Quinn's philosophies. DQ does not let us look past one day. We will come into the team meeting, he'll say, hey, I got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I got all that scheduled out. Trust me, that day will come. I need you right here on Monday. Like, this is where I need you right here, right now. And he is all about in the moment, the brotherhood at the time, the energy that we need at that moment. If it's a practice, if it's a walkthrough, we need the walkthrough type energy. If it's game day, hey, we got to be in the game day, you know, type, you know, energy. So for him, he's always making sure that he keeps the team where we should be. And that helps us manage our expectations, because our expectations are to continue to be the best that we can in that moment for what that moment is. And so for us, you know, there wasn't a lot of expectation from the outside noise. Now there is. But for us, it's no different, because we're not looking outside. We're looking at one day at a time. And I really appreciate Dan Quinn and how much he really preaches that to us, because it's definitely going to help us. Because I know there's definitely going to be a lot of noise about, hey, what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to be. But for us, none of that matters, because we got to take it day to day to even get to some of these expectations that people are expecting from us.
Austin Eckler, again, the new venture he's got, and he's ramping it up this year, is the Eckler Foundation 2025 Charity Fantasy Football Leagues. They've got more NFL players and more NFL legends than ever before partaking. There's all kinds of great things that you can win, so you'll want to check that out at Austin's website and at the Austin Eckler Foundation's site. Last one for me. I'm taking on some heat for this today, no pun intended, but I want to see where you come in. I don't want to lead the witness. The four seasons ranked by Austin Eckler, 1 to 4, favorite to least favorite, your ranking of the seasons would be what?
Of just like summer, winter, fall seasons or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Yeah, not sports. Yeah. Fall, spring,
not
winter, summer.
We got to want to switch up there, man. You got to, like, set me up a little bit. You know, we're talking four seasons, the hotel. We're talking four seasons, you know. Like, the
yeah, we don't get to stay in those,
know,
as often. No,
the Motown band, right? Okay. The four seasons, yeah.
My long time take has been that summer's the worst season. It's probably because I'm a bigger fella. I think it's terrible and overrated. So I've got fall, spring, winter, summer in that order. What is your ranking of seasons?
Wow. Okay. Ranking of seasons. I'm going to say spring. I love spring as number one because it's kind of cooler. Things are growing. You know, you're just coming out of winter. And it's like, all right, like, this is kind of like the new fresh start. Fall is probably number two, because that's when, you know, for the past 21 years of my life, I have strapped it up and played football, not missed a season, knock on wood. So that's number two. I'll say summer is number three. A lot of some good times in the summer, kind of like a reset type of time. And then I hate the cold. That's why I live on the West Coast. So I'll say winter is last.
Wow. Yeah, Danny, I think it's just that, you know, we don't like being outside and sweating. That's got to be what it
is. Yeah, but in shape guys, like, oh, my shirt fell off again. Look at all my abs. Like, I get that, Austin. I get that from you.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Right. Hey, but I said spring. Summer's third for me, so it's not
that's
too
true.
Far off.
Love spring. But, it's pretty good.
Also wanted to throw this in there because I know maybe it got messed up in the brief. But, yeah, it's charitydraft.com is where you can see all of our stuff that we're doing this year with all the fantasy leagues. So if you want to win some awesome prizes, like, for example, if you make it to the playoffs in one of my tiers, you get tickets to Commanders-Eagles, right? So home game week 15. So definitely check it out, charitydraft.com. Go see what's going on over there. See all the awesome prizes and all the causes that are being affected by all this.
So cool. Awesome. Great to catch up with you, man. Stay healthy.
Likewise.
We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thank you.
Sounds good. Yep. See you guys.
See you, bud.
There's our guy, Austin Eckler. You heard him all season long on Grant and Danny. You see why we love having him on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.